Let us again start on the Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. It's around 8 lines from the bottom. V'ibitu achei Moshe ad boyoi ha'oyelo. What is pshat in that they were looking at Moshe Rabbeinu? What is the pasuk coming to tell us? So we have a machlokes amiroim. Rab Ami v'Rab Yitzchok Nachke. Chad Omar Lignai. One said that this ibitu was a degrading look, a degrading observation. This we learned yesterday. V'chad Omar L'shvach. Man Omar Lignai k'di ise. Rashi brings it down. That they noticed that Moshe Rabbeinu, he had gotten perhaps more wealthier, and they were telling this because he was the treasurer for the Nidvas HaMishkan. Man the Omar L'shvach, what is those that learn Pshat, that they looked at him L'shvach, Amacheski Amali Rab Chanina Bereda Rababom in Chayfe, that they were looking at him to know when they are permitted to sit down. There are different beifanim of Kovid. Chacham Oiver, if a Chacham is passing by. Oimed Milafonov Daladamas. As soon as he enters the Daladamas, you stand up. Vikivin Sha'ovar Daladamas, after he leaves your Daladamas, Yaishai. That means where the person is standing, so there's a radius of Daladamas on all sides. So when he enters your Daladamas, so you stand up. When he leaves your Daladamas, you sit down. That's called Akime Sheyesh Vahido. Of Bezdin, Oiver, what if an Of Bezdin is passing by? Oimed Milafonov Miloy Einov. As soon as he sees him, even before he entered your Daladamas, you're mechuyev to stand. Vekivin Sha'ovar Daladamas, but when he left your Daladamas, Yoshev, then he's permitted to sit. Nosi Oiver, what if a Nosi is passing by? Oimed Milafonov Miloy Einov. He stands up as soon as he sees him. Veine Yoshev Ad She Yoshev Bim Kaimai. He's not permitted to sit till the Nosi comes, reaches his mokim. Shenema V'Bitu Achrei Moshe. They were looking, and they were standing. Ad boyai ha'oyel till he entered his oyel, and then they first sat down. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Oymed melafonav mishehischil likonis l'soich arba amos ve'enoi yoishev ad sheyavre meno arba amos hashnius." He doesn't sit down till he leaves his dalad amos. Shnema v'bitu achei Moshe, Moshe nosi hoya. Tanu Rabbana. We have the kol mitzvah esesh as man grome, so we have noshim apturis. Tanu Rabbana, eizehu mitzvah esesh as man grome. Suke v'lulev, shayfa v'tzitzis, utfilin, all these are mitzvah esesh as man grome. Eizehu mitzvah esesh shaloi has man grome. Mezuze, make, aveide, b'shiluach hakam. These are mitzvahs which are not dependent on zman. Uklalo, so the Gemara says, is this a generality that women are only mechuyev mitzvahs asei she zman grome, and they are potter from all mitzvahs asei she? The only mechuyev mitzvahs asei she ain zman grome, and they're potter from all mitzvahs asei she zman grome. Harei matzah, the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Simche, the mitzvah of simchas achak. Hakel, the mitzvah sasei shehazman groma. All these are mitzvahs that this man is goyrem v'kiyam ha-mitzvah. V'noshim chayoveks. So we see that noshim ha-mechuyiv in mitzvah sasei Shazman Grama also, not the way you said that the potter from all mitzvahs has say Shazman Grama. Besu, you're telling me that mitzvahs has say She'ein Hazman Grama, they're chayiv. V'rei Talmud Torah, Pirya V'ribya, Opinion Aben. The lav mitzvahs has say She'hazman Grama, V'noshim Pturis. So this whole generality that you were Magbel, the chiyuvim and the pturim of noshim is not true. There are many exceptions to this generality. Omar Rav Yochanan, ein lemeidin min haklolois vafilu b'mokim shenema b'ichutz. That's right. When the Tana says a klal, it does not mean this is not necessarily perfect and accurate. It's a generality, but there could be exceptions. Even though he specified hakel chutz, there could be exceptions. This not. We learned a mishnah bakel ma'alvin umishtatvin. With all types of foods, one can make an erev and a shituv chutz min hamayim umelach. So from the pashtus of this Mishnah, I know anything can be used for Erevin, see Erevin Chatzeres, besides Mayim Melach, but any other food is usable. Besulek, is this true? Is it only Chutz mi Mayim Melach, Vo'ike Kemeim Pitriyois? That means, types of mushrooms are also possible for Eruvei Chatzeres. So we see that even though the Tanna seems very specific, everything is kosher besides this, there can be more exceptions which the Tanna did not bother to mention. Elo'ein lemeide min haklolos, even though the Tanna gives us a general guideline, one cannot learn and be medayik from these guidelines. Even though it says hakel and chutz, there could still be more exceptions, which were not mentioned. Zot Rashi, utfilin, ukesova, laila, lavzman tfilin. Why is tfilin mitzvah seseh shazman gomis? So Rashi says, because this Tana holds, it's not noyig balaila. Inami, could be he holds it is noyig balaila. But it's a mitzvah seser, shazman grome, shabbos v'yontem, lavzman tefillin. Tefillin is not noig b'shabbos v'yontem, hilkach. Kinen de'ike shaito de'loy mechayiv bo, since there are certain zmanim that there is no chiyiv, is man gromu. So that means the zman that is a chiyiv, it means this man is goyim the chiyiv. Aveide, now we're speaking about mitzvah seser, she'en hazman grome, shabbos aveide. A klalo bitmiya v'chi klal kotzavu the whole mitzvahs asay shazman grom enoshim pturis v'reachilas matzah leil rishayin shehu chayve. Eating matzah the first night kedach siv be'erev toichlo matzahis uzman goram lo, the mitzvah is because it's betesvo benissen v'noshim chayoves, and even though it's man grom enoshim achayv kedah oma bepsochim Noshim chayoveis bachilas matzah dvar teire. Shenema, we have a limud, leseichel olav chomeitz, shiva shomim teichel olav matzahs. So we're makish the mitzvah bachilas matzah to the isra bachilas chomeitz, and the hekish goes as follows, ko she yeshnoi bebal teichel chomeitz, whoever is muzer in the lava bachilas chomeitz, yeshni bekum achil matzah. Is mitzvah in the mitzvah of achilas matzah. V'noshim isnayu bebal teichel chometz. The mitzvah slay sase. The mitzvah in all mitzvah slay sase. So that's kasha number one. I have one mitzvah sase shazman gromed anoshim achay b'chein simcha b'regul. K'dersiv v'samachta b'chagecho. So this is a mitzvah that is zman gromed. Ato u'bincho u'bitecho. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah sase she'ein hazman grome, damor lar noshim pturis. Repid yinaben, kidalar bepirkin, opiri verivye, amrine biyavomis. Ho'ish mitzuva al piri verivye, avoloi ho'isha. V'yalef lo min v'kiv shuha. Hu uvu umilu esa oret v'kivshua, and really the ksiv is v'kivsha, and the pashte dekra means umilu esa oret v'kivsha, you should conquer the land. So the pashit oifen of conquering the land is zayidei mulchame, kibush mulchame. V'darke shalish lichbaish, that's the derech of an ish to be oilech l'mulchame, ish darke lichbaish. So, and it seems that since the Torah put all these in Yonim, some of one to the other, pruvu umilu v'chivshua, so it seemed that this mitzvah was said to the one who's about kibush. V'chol the loy kerinim be kibshua, le kerinim be pruvu. So, more answers ain't lemeidim in aklolis, kol heichid etoni klal ki hai gavne. Like it says, Bar Mishnah, Kol Mitzvah Saseh, Mechol Mitzvah Lo Saseh, Hakel Chayavim Beriyah. So these are halachas which are said with a generality of Koyel Hakel. Elamedim Mehem, Dikabu the Lav Davke. Many times this Hakel has to be said with a grain of salt. It's not including everyone. Batulamokim Shneimu by Chutz. The Ikel Lameim, if it says Chutz already. So then one could say, mida apik, since he said everything besides this, shmami no davku, because Fakedi is very explicit. Everyone and the exceptions he enumerated. Shmami no davku, vleishaya midi, afilochein lemeidim. No, don't be convinced from this combination of saying a generality and then mentioning the exceptions, that this is inclusive. We mentioned all exceptions. Bakel ma'arvim eruvei chatzeres mishtatvim shitufim beboys chutz min ha'mayim min ha'melech the midi dizayin be'inon. You need something in order to be kosher for an erev. It has to be something that gives sustenance, that gives that zayin. Bahani loy zayni. These things are not, do not give sustenance. A person does not get satisfied from them. And why do we need sustenance? Because there's a lumdis. Shebimokain mizaynois of shalodo, where one's food is chashuve dirasai. So then we consider that's where he's living. So they put an erev chatzeres. All the Mneachots are put in one house. We consider that they all live together in one house. Ushvisosai. Now Rashi added on Shvisosai, so we see that Rashi is also speaking about Eruvei Tchumim. That you have to know where the Mokim, where his Shoiv is, that's where his, where he puts his Mezainis, that's Mokim, Shvisosai. Ve'ike Kameima Pitriyois, Mini Oichlame, Ve'kimlu L'Rabonon Deloizaini. Let us see Taisvis. Utfilin v'titzis. So Taisvis asks, Afal gav de kaimelon ba kaimitz rabbe de lailos man tfilin. That it is lailos as man tfilin. There's a mitzvah of tfilin ba lailo. Aloche vein meirin kein. That's the aloche. Perhaps we won't pask in behege, but aloche is, it's his man tfilin. So why is tfilin called a mitzvah sasei? Shazman grome. Bikomokim shape have a mitzvah sasei shazman grome. Shrei ein noyegin bishabosi shabiyamim toivim kididoshini peka moitzi tfilin. Lefi she ein tzrichen ois. Shabbos in yontif. The purpose of levishas tfilin is vahoya lacholi ois. And that is dafke in a day that there's a need of an ois. But Shabbos in Yom Tov, there's no need of a noise. The Shabbos gufe ikri ois. Kirasir ki oisi. So memele. So that is why tefillin is a mitzvah sasei shazman gom. It's only noyeg in the zmanim that there's a need of a noise. V'tzitzis techashvin en hoche mitzvah sasei shazman gom. Why is tzitzis considered mitzvah sasei shazman gom? Oy mari. Dahainu kerabi shimin de beperek atcheles. Now, but really, there's a machlekes tanoim in this. So when the Gemara, like, mentions it, it says, agavuche, well, These are the mitzvahs asay shazman grome. It's debatable if tzitzis is a mitzvah asay shazman grome. So machloikis Rab Shimon and the Chachamim. But our Gemara is going according to Rab Shimon. The Sava Laila loves man tzitzis. He holds Laila loves man tzitzis. Upoiter noshim kedisa osam. This is shitas Rab Shimon. And our Gemara is going according to Rab Shimon. Ayip satadas yochit no vechein alochit. We paskin like Rab Shimon. So Mamela Agamah is going to leave the Hilchese. Dove Perik, when my Madlik and Meforish, Taime, the Sadim, Ptura Minatzitzitz, why is a Begit of linen, why did Chazal were Mavkiya the mitzvah tzitzis of a Begit of linen? That means Meikir Adin, a Begit of linen is Chayib tzitzis, and Chazal said not to put tzitzis on it. Gzeire mishum psus laila, because a person might come, and the chiyuv of tzitzis comes with the mitzvah of tchelas. Tchelas is made out of wool, so therefore a linen beged with tchelas is shatnis. Now that is no problem because we say asay deicha loisa. So the mitzvah says of tchelas is deicha the lab of shat. But that is dafke, if you're wearing it, this man of the chiyuv mitzvah. Laila is lav zman tzitzis. So if a person would wear a beged of pishtim at night, it'll be over the iser shatnes. And this could be very problematic. A person has a beged of pishtim and he has tzitzis and he won't realize that it became night. So Memele will be wearing shatnes. So Chazal wa oiker mitzvah tzitzis from a beged shal pishtan to avoid that they shouldn't come out a michshel of wearing shatnes. So the Gemara says that is the reason the sadin is a beged shal pishtan of linen pturim in a tzitzis zeir mishum ksus laila. And it seems it's a stomach the Gemara. V'ainu time alav Shimon davke. This is not according to everyone. This is only if we pass on according to Rab Shimon. So then there's a problem. If you hold according to the Chachamim, the mitzvah of tzitzis is not being beyim v'layu. There's no problem. So there's no reason why we should pater asadim in that tzitzis. So kochel we see we pass on like Rab Shimon. Another raya that we pass on according to Rab Shimon. V'oit koma b'peg beiz debrochit. The Bemarove ein Imrim Parshis Tzitzis Balaila. When they learned Krishna at night, they did not say Parshis Tzitzis. Why didn't they say Parshis Tzitzis at night? Because there's no mitzvah of Tzitzis at night, so they didn't say Parshis Tzitzis. Umasik Nami Abaye. So the Abaye says, Anan Maschalina. We'll start the Parsha. Be the Maschali Bemarove. They also started the Parsha at night. And since by us, Tanhoge, since we start the parsha, we say the whole parsha. Now, what does Abaye have to clear his throat and give an explanation why we say the whole parsha of tzitzis? Because we paskal like the Chachamim. That Laila loves man tzitzis. Laila's man tzitzis. So by istachos halacha, we paskal like Rab Shimon. So we have two rayas that we paskal like Rab Shimon. Laila loves man tzitzis, and our Gemara is also going like this. Locha Laila loves man tzitzis. No shema pota. This is the mitzvah sasei shaz man gom. V'teime. So Tosfos asks, Heichi choshev tzitzis mitzvah sasei shaz man gom. L'mandi omar tzitzis chayves talasi. Kiven dekli kufse chayovim betzitzis. If we hold that a kli kufse is chayev betzitzis, v'hosom lekes man grome klau, de bein bayoim, u bein balaylo chayev. Yeah. So this Taisvis is very difficult. The Rishash asks already on Taisvis. The Marit asks on Taisvis. Taisvis, this first, let's give a shtickle hakdome. The machloik is by tzitzis if it's chayvas gavro or chayvas mon. Which means, the mitzvah of tzitzis, does that mean that the, if I possess a beged, I have to put tzitzis on the beged. I do not necessarily have to wear the beged. A beged, a balad, knafis is chayv betzitzis. I don't have to wear it my whole life. I put it in the drawer. I bought a beged. I keep it in the drawer. Need tzitzis. That's the man yama that holds chayves money. Then we paskin like this. Chayves gavda means the chayv of tzitzis is not the beged is machayev. The levish is machayev. Fine. So now Tosfos asks Akasha as follows. Let's just say the words of Tosfos. Then let's try to explain what we don't understand of Tosfos. Then we'll try to perhaps understand Tosfos. So Tosfos says, well, if you hold chayvas mana, so then you mechuyev side by day, side by night. So why is tzitzis called a mitzvah sasaysh as mangon? So that means Tosfos like this. If you hold chayvas gavre, I understand. We pass like the Shimon, that the Yoni chayev by day, not by night. That I understand. But if you hold chivas mona, she chayev side by day and side by night. So why is it a mitzvah sasa shaz mangom? So the Rishash says, I don't understand clearly what's the difference. The shayla is if the mitzvah, the beggar has the tzitzis, if the levisha, you have to be melubish, but it's, what's the difference? But Rav Shimon says that the chiv is only by day and not by night. So what's the difference? That's the problem to understand Tosfos. So the Marit says as follows. Now, Tosfos brought down Rav Shimon holds that Laila loves man tzitzis. Where does he get it from? Where did he figure this out? So it says, Uri'isam oisoi, you should see the tzitzis. And it seems, by day you can see the tzitzis, and by night, you can't see the tzitzis. So, Re'isa Moisoi, this man, but Maritz says a little further. Re'isa Moisoi Uzchard. The Re'e should bring Lidei Schire. That is the purpose of the mitzvah. So, Re'isa Moisoi, when you're wearing the tzitzis, you should look at the tzitzis. Uzchard, you should remember it's called mitzvah Sashem. Zot Rab Shimon. So, let's learn Chumash. So, by day, I'm able to see the tzitzis. I have a ri'iya ha-mevi lidei schire. So chayv betzitzis. That's the purpose of the mitzvah, and that's, it can be in the sky by day. By night it's pitch black. So can't be. Risa moisa yuschalta. So I'm part of tzitzis. That's good. But according to the Mandi Omar that says that tzitzis chayvas mone, let me ask you a pertinent question. Do you look at the tzitzis and remember, you buy the beged, you put it in the drawer, it's there, my Rebbe told me it's a skula, I'm a kayim, a mitzvah, finished. You don't look at it, you don't remember anything. But Baruch Hashem, this is meiridik. I'm a kayim, a mitzvah every second of the day. I own a beged, the beged has tzitzis. Baruch Hashem. I'm a kind of, that's the old chayvas mon. So according to this man, the Yoma, you cannot say, Uri'isam oiso yuzchartem, you need a ria ha-meidi lidei schire, because I got news for you. The tzitzis on a, your old chayvas mon, it never brings lidei schire. Don't tell me by day, by night. The ria never brings, there's no ria that brings lidei schire. Fine. So what do I do? But it says Re'isam Oisai. The Rav Shimon Re'isam Oisai means that it means something. Re'isam Oisai doesn't mean you should see it. So Tosfos understood. So Re'isam Oisai, according to that Mandi Yoma, means as follows: that you need a beged that the tzitzis are visible. You need such a beged that the tzitzis are visible. So what does that mean? So it means aksus yoim, which a beged that is worn by day, the tzitzis are visible. So such a beged is chayiv betzitzis. A beged that the tzitzis are not visible, that means aksus laila, blanket, pajamas, whatever it is that the tzitzis are not visible. So such a beged is potter from tzitzis. So according to this man, the Yoma, the Yod Kli Kufse, So the Re'isa Moisai is not telling me an oifen when you should be mekayim the mitzvah. You should be mekayim the mitzvah when you're capable of seeing it and remembering. And there's no mitzvah if you're not capable of seeing and remembering. That's if you hold chayvas kavle. Then I can say pshat like that in the pasuk. But if I hold chayvas mone, so I can't say you need a re'iya maybe l'day schir, because I don't have, there's no such thing by chayvas mone. I never look at it. There's no. So al kochach the Re'isa Moisai is a drash that I beg it that normally the tzitzis are seen, which is like sushayim, is chayiv the tzitzis. When is the chayiv the tzitzis? By day and by night it's chayiv the tzitzis. But the Re'isa Moisai is coming. It's just a drash. It's not telling us an oifen akim a mitzvah. I beg it that the tzitzis are seen. That's like sushayim, is chayiv the tzitzis. I beg it that the tzitzis are not seen, blankets and pajamas. It's not chayiv b'tzitzis. So according to him, there's no mitzvah seser shez man gomer. This drash is only telling me there's two types of begodim. Night apparel is bottom in that tzitzis, period. Day apparel is chayiv b'tzitzis. If you're chayiv, you're chayiv by day and by night. If you're potter, you're potter by day and by night. So why is afilo, according to Rav Shimon, if I hold chayiv asmone, why is tzitzis called a mitzvah sasei shez mangrom? That's the beginning of Taisvus. Hei chichoshim tzitzis nesesu shez mangrom, leman de yoma tzitzis chayiv estalasi, gimedik likuv sechayovim betzitzis, vahokam leke zman grom eklal, the bein b'yoyim, bein b'layla chayovim, if it's a ksushay. Va'afilu lemandi oma tzitzis chayves gavru. Now, Tosfos is going to jump. But if you hold chayves gavru, so then we could assume that the Re'isa Moisai is chartum is a hagdore, the zman of the chiyav mitzvahs. When you'll see and remember, then there's a chiyav to have tzitzis. You won't see, so you won't remember. So Tosfos says, no, that's wrong. Vafilu leman de omar tzitzis chayves gavre, hu koshe. Dechemoy diksus laila pture kshu loiv shabayoyim. Achinami ksus yoyim chayeves kshu loiv shabalayim. There's a lashon of Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon says that he patas ksus laila. So Tosfos learned that according to Rab Shimon, according to everyone, a ksus laila is part of the whole meisles. And hu adin, a ksus yoyim is chayim the whole meisles. Now how, what right do I have to say this? Dochi amrinin b'Yerushalmi. Tosfos found a Yerushalmi ksus yoyim shalof shabalaila chayev is petitzis. So Tosfos kasha really is whittling down. If you hold chayves mone, that's ichav shat in the posik. That the posik is telling us which begodim are chayev betzitzis all the time, and which begodim are pota all the time. Now, if you hold chayves gavra, which I could say a different shat. And the Re'isa Moisai is chata, but the Yerushalmi doesn't say that. The Yerushalmi says, "Aksus yoyim is chayiv b'layla." So al kochach, the Re'isa is chata. It's also a gilui in what kind of begodim are chayiv, but not. It's not speaking about the zman achiyiv. A beggar that is a bar riyas chire, such a beggar that's chayiv betzitzis 24 hours of the mesles. Oimeri, kiven shechiu. So this is a meridik chiddush. Tosfos says that's true. The chiyuv is totally the apparel that is worn a certain time of the day. That means day apparel is chayiv betzitzis all the time. Night apparel is potter from tzitzis. But it seems the zman of when this apparel is worn is a sibe to the chiyuv. That means that's what we're saying. The zman is misavim the chiyuv. Since this is day apparel, that's why it's chayim betzitzis. So if the sivis achiyuv is tolly in any way in zman, that also falls into the category of mitzvah asay shazman gomer. Make aveide v'shiluach hakam. Now we have said which mitzvahs are not dependent on zman, which noshim are chayiv. Make aveide v'shiluach hakam. Teima l'rebi. So when I learn this gemara, I'm saying, why is a woman chayiv to put up a make? Well, because I have my guidelines, the mitzvahs ese she'ein azman gomer noshim chayivus. That is why she's chayiv. That's what it says in the Gemara. It's Teimel Rebbe. But I got news for you. B'chol hani ksiv lav. All these three mitzvahs, there's a lav. Ksiv leisosim domim b'veisecho. You should not make your house should be a dangerous mokim. That can bring about shvichas domim. Achal gavda mekmina leila megadol kelev ra. Chazal have another translation. Leisosam domi beveisecha domi megadol kelev ra. Vesulam ruua. Vahainu sima biyadayim. They darshan from leisosam that bekum vasei. You should not create a dover that's oimed lishpech domim. To have a kelev ra, to have a sulam ruua. Aber mi kom mak mos in ami la mak do do shi be sefri vas is zo mit zwe sa sei vay sa sam do mit zwe slay sa a kapon we see has al bashin it's going maybe from the lush lay sa sam we mar be other in your name seem be your die but it's here going to mak also a be shlo kha kan si lay si kha hay mal abon is a la vim kein eich yu noshim pturis afilu heims mangrom. So why does the Gemara have to say they're chayim and these mitzvahs? Because it's a not as mangrom. Afil it's as mangrom. Vayish vakosu vayish alish lachol onshim shebetayim. That's the Yisvus Kashi. Now, there's a Muradike Ramban that for emphasis, that's chaylik on Tais. Tais doesn't hold like this. But the Ramban says there are certain instances where you have a lav in an essay. The lav comes to be mechazik the assay. But if I could prove to you that you're not mechuyiv in the assay, so the lav is not chal at all. The lav is not, it's not shat that they one is not connected to the other. So there's an assay, there's a lav. No. By these three things, the ikar is the assay. And the Torah says, and if you won't be Mekayim, they say, Yoiv Alav also. So therefore the Ramban says, our Gemara is Moiridik. Our Gemara is saying that Noshim Achayiv Anan Asay, because it's not Zman Gromen. So Torah says, and if it will be Zman Gromen, it'll also be Mekayim to do out the Lav. So Ramban says, no, it would be Zman Gromen, and they'd be Potter from the Asay, they'd be Potter from the Lav also. The whole purpose of the lav is lechazei koasei. And whoever is part of him, the same is part of him, the lav also. So therefore the Gemara is saying, but the chayv in the asei. So the ikar is, that's how the Ramban answers. Taisvis did not learn like that. Taisvis learned the asei is an asei. The lav is a lav. You're part of him, the same, you're still chayv out the lav. One is not connected, one is not dependent on the other. So Memela, so Taisva says, so this halacha that the chayim b'make is because make is a mitzvah says you shein as man grome. Chayim b'make, there's a lav, like so some dom b'vei sechel. V'oimari, so the Ri says, the bekulu mashkachas b'hu esei b'loi lav. You're right, in some cases, I don't need our gemara. But there are certain cases that there's only an esei and not a lav. Now, Taisva explains. Ubimake ein shayich loisosim domim ela babayne bayis mitchila menash loilasis make. Loisosim domim means you should not bekumva asay, create a dangerous situation. That is the loisosim domim, you are creating a matzav of shvichas domim. That's pshat, that's why the mordash la the loyigadl kelevra, you are creating a matzav of shvichas domim. So Taisva says, you know when you're over loisosim domim, when I go and I build a house and I say, I'm not going to make a market. I'm going to make a house that is, now put up a sign, stand at your own risk on the roof, but I will not make a protection. So that means I'm creating a house that is a potential shefach domim. So then you're even the lav loisosim domim beveisach. But what happens if when I built the house, the builder asked me, do you want I should put a market? Sure, what's the shaila? Then we're up to, so we built the house already, then we're up to the market. Can you please tell me how much it's going to cost? Another $10,000. Forget about it. So then he won't be over the lot, leisosim domim, because when I created the house, I had intentions to make a market. Later, I decide I get cold feet. So I'm over only an essay. The essay I'm over. But the love is for creating a entity which is a potential shvichas dom, shevach domin. When I created it, I had very good intentions. I was misled. I thought it would be much cheaper. So that's what Tosva says. But the bekulam ashkach zvesta beloy la. Be make in shach lo yisosam domi ala be boi ne bais mit chalom anash she loy las is make. Aber mo ya be data las is make. Lache she bonoi nim la. After he built it, he changed his mind. Oy she also, he made a make. Fine. The nafal, and it fell down. So he says, that's it. I won't build one again. Ein sham ela asay. The basis a make. Was noshim ptulay, it's then noshim apot. So there are cases that where the lav is not applicable. And there you need to tell me that Noshim Achayev alts the asay, since it's not a mitzvah asay shes mandrom. Aveda nami meshkachas lo asay v'loy lav. By Aveda also you can have this combination. Keep going. Shenot lo al menas lach zira. He picked up an Aveda with very good intentions. He's going to return it. Let us see that goes to Rav Ranchenberg. That's a loyma, kshenotl if neyush, al minas lahach zira. So he had very good intentions. Ma'ach a yush, after the bailam was miyayish, nimlach aleo shaloy lahach zira. Then he decided he won't return. Yen is miyayish already. Ahash taleka lav loisucha lisalim, please bailam mitzias. So there is a case that there's no lav, and there's a mitzvah saseh of hoshiv teshivim. And that's, in this case, the Gemara to tell us that no shema chayim al tzaseh. The ashtalas v'lav v'such v'lesalim, gam lekalav v'leisik zonami, since it's after Yish, and he made up his mind, v'achkach nimloch shalach zira, v'ashtay no'ev elam v'shem hoshiv teshivim. Vishiluach hakanami, kugain shalokach ha'aim al menas l'shaleach. Vesikach ha'aim al abonim. You should not take the aim together with the bonim. No, I took the aim the day to send away, to send away the aim. V'ach hakach nimlach v'loi sholcha, v'ashtalek alav, ki mesei d'shaleach v'shalach. Period. V'yesh meforshim, that's one mahalach. So the first mahalach is, that there are specific cases that the lav is not applicable. The only mechayiv is the essay, so you have to know anoshim mechuyiv in this essay. V'yesh mefoshim, no, the mikomokim, Afilu will say that the lav is all cases. Ikin nafkusek shi'ili isha lekayim mitzvah sasei. There's a nafkamin if she's mechuyiv in this mitzvah sasei. The Yava Amina the Noshim Pturis may say the Lava's Mangome, Kamoi Kenya Pturis Mina Lavim, the Kalameima, the Osi Yese, Vidochi Loisas. Abukshain Chayovis Beese, the Lava's Mangome, Osloyova Yese, Achivit Chenid in Esse, Doche Loisas Beese. So Taisva says there'll be another Nafkamina. There's a Nafkamina, let us say, that, let's say by Shiluach Hakam. Shiluach hakam, let's say I have a mitzvah saseh of, I need an oif for a reason. Let us say, I have a mitzvah saseh to take an oif. And then there's a din shalech, the shalach saseh, leisikach haim alabonim. So if I would only be mitzuvin the lav, so I'll say esa deichaloisas. That is why the posik is telling me there's an esa also. The Gemara is telling me that she's mitzuvin the esa. So then we have a klal in esa deichaloisas of esa. So lemaisa, the second tells of Tosfos is there is a nafke mina for us to know. There's a nafke mina for us to know that an isha is chayiv in these mitzvahs I say, and because of this there will not be a tchiyah if another essay comes around, which if we would, she would be potter from this essay, we would say essay chaloisase. But now since she's chayiv in this essay, we say an essay chaloisase bes. Hiksha harav Rab Yosef me'eretz Yisrael al perisha. And this tiktayre, that I have to know that she's chayiv the essay in order we should not make tchiyah in Cain, gabi eimad likin b'shemen tzcheife b'yomtiv. One is not permitted to be madlik shemen tzcheife b'yomtiv. That means, let's say, trume shenit meis, or with shemen. Mishim di yomtiv ese v'lois ase. Yomtiv is an ase v'lois ase. Usreifes kochim eine ella asei. So Mamelu said that is why ein surfin shemen sreifa biyontiv. Because ein esse deuche loisase ve esse. Yontiv is a loisase ve esse. So therefore, so the mitzvah of sreifes kochim is not deuche the laven esse of yontiv. So it'll come out. Isha. She'ena chayeves be'ese diyontev, tav is man gromer. V'chisucha lahadlik b'shemen tzreife biyontev, will an isha be capable? This is how Mishnah ain't serving shemen tzreife biyontev, and the reason is because ne'ese deichaloisase be'ese. So it'll come out that a woman who's not mitzuvin the esa biyontev, since it's a mitzvah saseish as man gromer, will be permitted to burn shemen sreifa biyontev. V'chitei me'enoch inami, if you say that, fuck it, true. Amai lo l'shtame tane, le'om aloch, that the tane never told us such a chiddush. Why didn't anyone ever say this din? If what you're saying is true, so why didn't the tane ever tell us such a din? Is a raya, elamai isloch le'meime, the esse sheyesh imoy lav, af halav olim b'leidoch le'yese af sa'adad b'leidoch le'yese af hochi halav olim. So Tosfos says that, so you have to say that the whole klal of ese deicha loisase is dafke, if the Torah only put a loisase on this inyan. If the Torah was meisif and asay, so we see the Torah was very much machshiv this inyan, that there's an asay also. So that's a gilui, that the lav is a lav olim. It's such a strong lav that Torah felt it necessary to add an essay also to ensure you won't be over on the lav. But if I have a gilui that it's a lav olim, so then I will not say esa deicha loisase, even though for this person it's a loisase great. Ba'kel ma'alvim, perish bekuntris, bein eruv echatzeres, Bein Eruvi Trumin. Now Rashi had only mentioned Eruvi Chatzeres in the beginning, but we had said, Rashi later had said, Shom Shvisosai. So for Shvisosai we see that Rashi left it's also speaking about Eruvi Trumin. So in the Hira, the Eruvi Chatzeres been in Pas, the Kachnire, Bakel Ma'arvim, Eruvi Trumin Davke, it's only speaking about Eruvi Trumin. Let us go further. Umitzvus asei shazman grome noshim peturis. Minola. How do we know that noshim are part of umitzvus asei shazman grome? Gomar mitfilin. We learn out from tfilin. Tfilin. Ma tfilin noshim peturis. And it's mitzvus asei shazman grome. Av kol mitzvus asei shazman grome noshim peturis. We make a mamatzinu from tfilin. Utfilin, how do you know Noshim Apotef on Tfilin? Gomelo mi Talmud Torah. That I behekish to Talmud Torah. Ma Talmud Torah Noshim Peturis. Av Tfilin Noshim Peturis. Have a posuk. Vedat muvunecha v'leilu b'nei secha. So there's a Ptur of Noshim and Talmud Torah. And Tfilin the sukish to Talmud Torah. So Noshim Apotef on Tfilin. V'nakish Tfilin l'mezuzah. There's a hekish of Tfilin to mezuzah also. So memele in mezuzah noshim achayiv. How do you know to be makish lekula? Maybe makish lechumre. The nakish shulam mezuzah. So the Gemara answers: Tfilin Talmud Torah iskish bein beparsha rishayin bein beparsha shniyim. The hekish of tfilin to Talmud Torah is by both parshas. Tfilin lemezuzah beparsha shniyim lo iskish. There's only a hekish to Talmud Torah, not to mezuzah. So therefore, if we have a double hekish to Talmud Torah in the potifar and a single hekish to mezuzah, we are makish tefillin to mezuzah. So the Gemara says further, v'nakish mezuzah le Talmud Torah. Let's be makish mezuzah to Talmud Torah, and let us say that the potifar from mezuzah, just like the potifar from Talmud Torah. So the Gemara says, lois al kedaitach, tersiv. And the mitzvah of mezuzah says, Laman yirbu yemeichem. The Torah says that the schar of mezuzah will be ariches yomim. So if that is the peyor yoytze of mitzvah's mezuzah, so we can say that noshi ma'apota, gavre boi chayi, noshi loi boi chayi. So memele, so al kochoch, that's a gili that we're not makish mezuzah to Talmud Torah. Fragt die Gemara an der Kash, wer ein Suke, die Mitzvah sei es ist, als man gromme, wer sie bei Suke ist, die Schwur, sie bei Schomme. In Teil mit der Kosse, wach man noch ha Ezrach, is a special Posik, ha Ezrach, lo heizi es ha Noshim. Ho lav hochi, but without this word Ezrach, Noshim chayovis. Why do you need ha Ezrach to say that the Potter, because it's Mitzvah sei es ist, man gromme. Marabaye itzterech, I need this pasuk Ezra to tell us that potter. So al kedaita ramina hoyer dersivi v'sukis teishvu ke'ein taduru. That the mitzvah of suke is similar to the dires ishvi ishema dires ishvi ishtoi av suke ishvi ishtoi. So that's why I need Ezra to tell me that even though I would have a limud to tell us that noshim achayiv b'suke, al teishvu ke'ein taduru de'al amaisa potter from suke. Let us see Rashi, zogt Rashi, all mitzvahs gemiri mitzvillen bememetzinu, mitzvillen shi mitzvahs aseshes at mangrome venoshim pturus havkol, lakam and porich, adiyalof mitzvillen lifter, leilof mi matzah vahaka lachiv, matzah is chayiv, even though it's aseshes mangrome. Gemiri mitalmud Torah, how do you know that tzvillen is potter by noshim? Learn from Talmud Torah, the iskish ladodi, vishinan tom levonecho, Shaltom liyos, ma talmud Torah noshim pturis, asiv levonech lo ibnei sech, avtul noshim pturis. V'nakish tfilun lemezuzah lachayim anoshim, daksiv basrei uchsavtom al mezuzahis. V'neime mezuzah noshim chayoviz, ki lakamon avtul noshim chayoviz. V'shanin en tfilun lo talmud Torah iskish, bebe parash rishayne, kedefrishis, v'shinantam levonecho, kshaltom. Leil, maybe Pasha Shni, boy, you take off his bain in Echem, limata moisem as ben Echem. Tfilun mezuzah lo iskish vishniye, shetalmud Torah mapsik bain Echem. But nakish mezuzah lo talmud Torah, the iskish vipasha Shni, the somach lech safto, the name of Noshim Pturus for mezuzah, lois al kedai to look the Noshim, the tolo matn schore, beribe yomim, the Noshim nami boy chayim. The Mo says, why do you need a posik, as a loitzias a Noshim, veraisim in Mesech HaSukim. Let us just see the last story. Shviz gavre boi chayi, noshi le boi chayi. Aval gav, da hai kro da ashin, in this laman yirbu yameichem, da ashin beg bemem adlikim, gabi bitl teire. Ba avoin bitl teire, bonim ktanim meisim. So you see that this posik is speaking about teire. And so they should be chayav b'teira noshim, because gavre boi chayi noshim le boi chayi. Become okay le havikim asmachta ba'olme. It's not, that's, it's going on mezuzah, not on time. Asmachta. Odr siv ki chayecho damash me ishe nami chayeves b'talmud Torah. It says chayecho. Ma'ay taimer gavre boi chayi. Shlame de kol le koya talmud Torah. Ela akiya mitzvahs klima teira malamedus lof mitzvahs shahim chayach.
Period.
Void yeshlaima, the enoch enami, the haikro koi, bein atalmud teira. We'll go back, maybe Laman Yirbu is going to limud a teira and is going on mezuzah. Bein atalmud teira kida mahosim, bein a mezuzah kida mahochim. Miu, ein svara loima, din echai vil noshim be talmud teira, mishim svara de gavra bo echai, kiven da ashkechon miyute gabayu. There's a meat, kidamala, vidat muvanech, lovin eisecho. So, I have a miyut that says a noshim apota. Now I have a problem, but they need life insurance. So that's a kasha. But al kochach, you can't say the chayv and lima that toire because of this kasha, because they have a beferish miyut at the potter. Avo mezuzah, the lack of miyut at klal, o mishum the reitzel lahakish, mezuzah le talmud toire, reitzel lifto noshim. Here the Gemara only said, let's be makish mezuzah to talmud toire. So yes, svara loyma dein svara de gavra boi chayu mafke me ekeisha o mechay ve noshim me mezuzah. So the Gemara says, here the Gemara says that since it's a svara that noshi boi chayu, so therefore this is a reason we should not make a hekesh. If you don't make a hekesh, so then noshim atake chayu be mezuzah. But if I have a beferi shalimud, Then the svara will not be mafkiya from this limud. I'd just like to mention one word, the Maraim Yisoda says, on Teisvus Kashe, they should be chayv and limud at Teire, because noshi leboi chay. So the Maraim Yisoda says, they can be zeiche to chayim to hachzokas at Teire. It's chayim hi lamachzikim bo. So me mele, by mezuzah, if they're potable mezuzah, they're potable mezuzah. I'll give someone, I'll support him to put on a mezuzah. I'm not mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah, but limud ha-teire is a bazundere kiyum of achzokes ha-teire. So if they're looking for chayim, for life insurance, it's chayim ilam achzikim b'.